Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome back for another podcast. We're so happy to be back on the air, and it's exciting to us to be able to be back sharing our messages with you. And so welcome. If you are a regular listener or had been a regular listener, thanks for hanging out with us again. If you're a first-time listener, please go back and check out our many podcasts, over 200 podcasts out there in our library.
Quickly approaching 250.
250. Wow.
Yeah, we had a lot of people emailing us back from the email that we sent out last week with a link to our podcast, just saying, yay, you're back. Thank you. We missed you guys. Yay. We thought you fell off the face of the earth. We thought we lost you. There were so many comments. It was so great.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Smiley faces. It was just like random stuff. Yay. Emails that just said yay in them.
Cool.
I mean, just, yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome. Well, look, I wanted to talk about a topic that we've already podcasted on, and maybe we've talked about it once or twice in the past, but there's going to be topics that we will repeat again and just bring up because they're so important.
Well, and we're educating, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I don't know, for those of you that have gone to school, which is probably most of you, it's important to repeat you're learning.
Absolutely.
Right? And so sometimes we forget and
Absolutely.
We need to be reminded.
Well, and what reminds me or what makes me think of some of the topics that we talk about are conversations that I'm having with the patients, with my patients, where I will realize, wow, you know, I take this for granted, and really this is something that we need to probably talk about. So
yeah, actually, can I say something?
Oh, sure, sure.
I actually had a conversation with a patient today because, you know, every week I call people to see how they're doing on supplements and things. And I called this guy who has had our products for about a month now. And when I called him a couple weeks ago, he didn't respond. So I called him again and I got a hold of him. And I said, how are you doing with the enzymes? Because that's what he got, was the enzymes. And he said, well, I'm not really taking them. And I said, okay, well, it's not helping me. I said, okay, well, you know, how long did you take them for? I took them for 2 days and I didn't notice a difference. And I said, okay, well, why were you taking them? You know, and he's like, well, I have acid and I have acid reflux. And I said, okay, well, the enzymes are the thing to take. I just want to encourage you to take them for more than 2 days. Try to increase the dosage, you know. And he's like, well, I don't want to be stuck taking those for the rest of my life. And I said, yeah, but I'd rather you take those for the rest of your life and not a PPI medicine. And he's like, well, those are medicine too. And I'm like, no, they're not medicine, right? So it's those comments, right, that like make me realize how much more educating we have to do,
yeah,
and help people realize the dangers of the PPI medicines and how getting off of them are such a critical step in your healing and your health, and why.
That's right. Right. And if you are not familiar with a PPI is a proton pump inhibitor. The Prilosec, Omeprazole, Nexium, Dexilant, Protonix, those are all medicines that are in the classification, in the family of proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. And there's been a lot of press about PPIs over the last couple years in regards to the adverse side effects of PPIs. So that's a great point. And actually, since you brought it up about the enzymes, one thing that I've been noticing a lot as I talk to patients, and even just, you know, the other day, the anesthesiologist that I was working with was asking me questions about enzymes and telling me, oh, I take enzymes and I take them twice a day. And I was like, well, you taking them with your meals? Oh, no. I take it in the morning and at night. Mm-hmm. And so the more I questioned him, you know, I realized that what he was taking was some sort of a gummy chewable digestive enzyme, and then he's taking it in the morning. So I told him, look, this is going to help you the most, number one, if you take it with your meals, because the whole purpose of it is to have the enzyme there with your meals. But the other big thing is the gummy bear.
Not taking a gummy
vitamin. Yeah, don't take a gummy bear.
Okay, you're a grown adult. Can we say that grown adults are not allowed to take gummy vitamins?
Well,
can we just say that out loud?
Yeah, but I can understand though.
It's sugar.
Yeah, but people feel that it's better than not taking anything at all. I've had some people say that, but
than taking nothing at all.
Yeah, well, and now there's gummy bear probiotics,
so
gummy bear.
I just want to say out loud, it's so ridiculous. Please do not take gummy bear anything. Okay, you're a grown adult. Okay, second, the other thing I want to say about that is people, when they take their enzymes, the reason why I found they take them in the morning and at night is because they think it's like a PPI. So they're trying to mirror what they're doing with their PPI.
Right.
And it's not. It's like the whole point is to get you off the PPI and get you digesting your food.
Exactly. And so that's why you want to take it with your meal. Okay, now, you could take it at the beginning of your meal. You could take it in the middle of your meal. You could take it at the end. Honestly, sometimes I forget to take it, and I'll remember, and it's been about 20 minutes since I ate or half an hour. I'll still take it
Absolutely.
Because your stomach, that food is still sitting there in your stomach.
That's right.
But you want to take it because the whole purpose of the enzyme is to have it there to help digest the food that you've just eaten. Mm-hmm. And a capsule is much better than any other form, okay? Better than a tablet, better than a chewable gummy bear, because the capsule has the powdered enzyme inside of it. When you take the capsule, it's gonna melt and release the powdered enzyme. Mm-hmm. So definitely much better, take it with your meals. Okay, sorry, we got off topic, but actually I think that's really important to talk about those things, because these are things that come up every day, all the time.
Yep.
So the other thing that comes up is the whole topic of NSAIDs. Okay, those are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like Motrin, ibuprofen, Advil, Aleve, naproxen. You know, there are so many of these on the list. It's amazing. If you look on, get on Google and just Google a list, I mean, it's a huge list.
Yeah, okay? NSAIDs is the abbreviation.
Yes, NSAIDs.
For it, and it's NSAIDs.
Exactly,
so NSAIDs. For people who don't know what we're saying.
That's right. So every day, because I'm doing procedures almost every day, I'm asking patients every day, you know, did you stop your NSAIDs? And we advise our patients to stop any NSAIDs and aspirin about 7 days before the procedure. And so on the day of the procedure, I always ask them if they've stopped their NSAIDs. And so that's why it's such a big thing. I'm constantly talking to patients about this. And it's amazing the number of NSAIDs that people are taking and not really realizing that they're taking all of it and not really understanding how it can affect your body. So from a gastroenterology standpoint, gastroenterologists definitely do not like NSAIDs. We
despise
NSAIDs with a passion. Okay. because, you know, these are the people that come in with bleeding ulcers in their stomach. And the NSAIDs can affect any part of the intestine. You can have ulcers anywhere in the intestine. I mean, more commonly, we're going to see it in the stomach and in the duodenum, which is the first part of the small intestine. But NSAIDs, though they're great for the purpose of inflammation, and if you have pain, especially people with arthritis and muscle pains, bone pain. I mean,
many
most
people are a lot of pain today. The pain medicine docs are raking it in because so many people are in pain. And again, because we're the pill poppers, right? We're like, oh, I'm in pain. I need to take a medicine instead of figuring out why we're having the pain and fixing it.
Exactly. Right? So people will take an NSAID. I mean, and this is the part that always makes me so sad is when that person tells me I've been taking whatever, ibuprofen or Aleve regularly for the last month. I'm like, well, what are you taking it for? Because I have a stomach ache. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you've got to stop, okay? Because that NSAID that you're taking is going to actually make it worse, okay? You're going to, if you don't already have, you're going to develop ulcers and potentially a bleeding ulcer. Mm-hmm. So you've got to stop it. But people take NSAIDs for everything, every pain. There's all sorts of even sleeping aids that have NSAIDs in them. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that I still don't get that. Mm-hmm. I do not get that. You know, Advil PM or these Motrin PM. Mm-hmm. I mean, these medicines have whatever makes you sleep, whatever they use, which is probably Benadryl mm-hmm. for the most part, and then they put in a little NSAID in it. Mm-hmm. Why? You don't need an NSAID to help you sleep, okay? So NSAIDs not only affect the intestine, they can affect the liver, they can affect the kidneys, and I mean, the list goes on. These are medicines that have very potentially serious side effects, adverse side effects. And so,
but they're on the shelf.
They're on the shelf.
And they're so on the shelf, and they're accessible and so they're to safe, everybody. And they're safe, right. and they're in all they're in versions for kids. That's so we right. think, oh, we can give it to our kid for a fever. I could take it. You know, I could take it however much I want. You know, there's nothing on the box that says you shouldn't take this longer than I don't know. Is there anything on the box that says it? And if there is, nobody's reading it, because I know people who are popping Motrin every day for headaches.
Yeah,
every day. They pop a Motrin for a headache.
Yeah. Yeah. And so listen, this is a serious problem because like Tina said, they're on the shelf. You can get them at any store. And so it's a very, it's almost like an understood drug. That if it's there available for you to buy, that it's okay for you to take. Okay. Because why would they be selling something that's not okay for you to mm-hmm. take? Okay, but that's not right. That's wrong thinking. Okay,
Motrin and Advil wouldn't want you to hear you say that.
Yeah. Well.
Come and get me.
Uh-huh. So, anyways, I just want you to be aware of the fact that these medicines are on all the shelves in any store you walk into now, okay? Any Walgreens, CVS, Target, Walmart, I mean, you name it. I mean, even at the gas stations, you know, they've got a little area there where they've got little packages of Advil and they're everywhere, okay? But please remember that these medicines are not without their side effects, all right? Please do not take these on a regular basis if you absolutely do not have to, all right? Because eventually it's going to help whatever you're taking it for, which is usually pain,
but it's not helping.
The payoff is not good.
The thing
well,
is,
no, it's going to give you a temporary relief, but you're not really getting to the root cause.
Temporary relief, it's a Band-Aid.
Right.
It's not fixing you.
Exactly.
It's just putting a temporary Band-Aid so that when you wake up in the next morning and you have the pain again, you have to take the medicine again.
Right. Okay. So that's it does not help you in a temporary way, but it doesn't get to the root of what's going on, not to mention all the potential adverse side effects mm-hmm. that it has. That these medicines have, okay? So look at what you're taking. Make sure you're aware of what you're taking. A lot of these NSAIDs are in other medicines that, like I mentioned earlier, you may be taking something to help you sleep and not realize that it has an NSAID in it.
Did you say even like the stool softeners and the bowel medicines?
There is a medicine. Gosh, I can't think of the name, but there is a medicine that is a combination of an NSAID and a proton pump inhibitor.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a medicine that's out there, and so it's a and I believe it's like naproxen, and I can't remember what the PPI in it is. But remember, the PPI, as I mentioned earlier, is the proton pump inhibitor. So the acid reflux medicine. And so I mean, that's just like it just doesn't make sense. You know, you've got a medicine. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And when I've seen patients who have come in on this medicine, and I'm just like, no, you got to stop this medicine, mm-hmm. you know, because you're taking a PPI, but you're taking a naproxen or an NSAID at the same time. It's all in that tablet.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm aware, I just wanted to finish what you asked me about the stool softeners. As far as I'm aware, I'm not aware of there being stool softeners or laxatives that have NSAIDs in them.
Okay. Well, no, and I the only thing I wanted to say as we close is that if you are having chronic pain and you don't, and you want to fix it so that you don't have to take these medicines anymore, and you want to learn how to get to the bottom of it, please contact us. This is what we do every day, all day long. We help people get off medicines, including things like NSAIDs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, contact us at support@drlizcruz.com. We're more than happy to set up a free consult with you to talk about what's going on with you, to see how we can help. Okay.
Sounds great. Well, listen, take care, and thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.